This patient, next patient is, the name, first name is Gulenia, G-U-L-E-N as in Nancy, I-A. The last name is A as in Apple, D as in David, J-E-M as in mother, I-A-N. This is an emergency visit put on top. We were asked to see this 89-year-old woman today who's on hospice for end-stage coronary artery disease, CHF, with symptoms of anxiety. The patient states that she's been feeling, she feels weak all over. Then her daughter states that she has a tendency to hyperventilate and feels like the area around her is closing and she has oxygen. At one time, she was told that without bypass and or stent placement, she would only live a few years, and that's already been a few years. She has adamantly refused any type of procedure as far as cardiac procedure is concerned, period. And you pair that patient recently was seen in the hospital because of urinary tract infection, period. Medication includes tramadol, trazodone, Vistriol, Plavix, Isradiol, Coric, Iron, Lasix, Cymbalta, Lisinopril, Zofran, and Prilosec. Patient's review of system, anxiety, some PND at night, but it all sounds more like anxiety, mild edema of the lower extremity, decreased exercise tolerance, O2 dependency, shortness of breath at all times, associated with end-stage heart disease as well as COPD. Social, married, times two, has one child. Family history, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Family history, mom died of brain tumor, died out of old age. Let's see, allergy, non-drug allergy. Surgeries include total hysterectomy and cholecystectomy. Recently, patient finished the course of Keflex for UTI at UTMB in Galveston. Period. On exam, we have a 91-year-old. No, she's 89, actually. Changed it to 89. She's an 89-year-old woman in no distress as long as she's sitting still, but becomes very short of breath and very anxious with any kind of activity, O2 in place. Blood pressure is 160 over 85. Pulse is 92. Respiration is 18. Heart pulses from positive two with an S3 Gallop, lungs, few bronchi, and rales in both bases. Abdomen is soft, cannot rule out ascites. Neck shows positive JBV, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows 1 plus edema. Assessment, I believe this 89-year-old woman has severe anxiety related to COPD and end-stage heart failure, period. I believe the Vistriol that she's taking at this time is not taking care of anxiety. We recommend Xanax 0.25 milligram with long discussion with her daughter regarding the use of Xanax and discontinuing Vistriol at this time. The next number, gastroesophageal reflux, will increase the Prilosec from 20 to 40. Next number, patient has some diarrhea, cannot rule out pancreatic insufficiency. We'll have daughter buy pancrease, P-A-N-C-R-E-A-S-E enzymes to use 2 to 3 before every meal. Next number, recommends small meals. Next number, patient's daughter wants hospice to refill metronidazole 0.7% because of vaginitis, and I've discussed this with our DON, and she's going to do that at this time. Next number, hold iron at this time, which could be causing some of her stomach symptoms. Next number, continue with previous all other medication. Next number, cannot rule out ischemia and or PND or orthopnea related to patient's end-stage heart disease. Nevertheless, patient wants to be kept comfortable, does not want to go in the hospital, does not want any workup, does not want to have any other procedures done at this time. And I believe the Xanax would do exactly that. Next number, patient is 89 years old, and I realize that she's at a high risk of fall. That's why we're going to recommend starting Xanax at 0.25 and keeping the dose low. Her daughter is the one that is staying with her 24/7, and she will adjust the medication. Next time we continue with trazodone for sleep. Next time we continue with tramadol for pain. We do not believe patient needs an increased pain medication at this time. Next time we'll start the medication We'll start Xanax and reassess her condition in the next week. Next number, discuss findings with patient's daughter at length, Kay, K-A-Y, who's in agreement with our plan. Next number, reevaluation next week, as was mentioned. Next number, findings were verbally discussed with DON, and a copy of this evaluation will be forwarded to the medical director as well for his review. Thank you.